So, Janet, you are ruffling the sleeves and preparing the beards.
Right.
And getting all of our larger-than-life size...
Disciples.
Disciples.
And Jesus.
And Jesus.
Yes.
You mentioned a minute or two ago that these folks have been around for a while.
Right. They started out as wise men for our dinner concert about 3 or 4 years ago. And one was changed into Goliath at one time, and now they've been transformed with different costumes and different headpieces to look more like the disciples in Jesus.
Now, Janet, who designed these?
There was a pattern by a Teresa, and I saw them in one of the Creator magazines, and needed something to bring life to We Three Kings, the music that the handbells had an arrangement to. And when I saw that picture, I said, this is it. And the first time we brought them into the Fellowship Hall for the dinner concert, everyone just went, you know, because they're 12, 13 feet tall, depending on who's inside. And the original design, the person inside was just holding the puppet, and two people were supposed to be working the arms. Well, we made ours so that the person inside also is kind of guiding the arms. So they're just, you know, it'll bring the old story, a new life to the old story kind of thing. And anytime you can bring scripture alive, it stays in people's mind. And that's what these guys have done. And we have a very talented artist. Their heads are made out of styrofoam pumpkins rather than paper mache. And she was able to craft the whatever she put on it, clay of some sort, and make their faces. And she also painted the picture that's the main focal point over in the worship area. So, and then we have several people that have helped make the costuming, and that was a little bit of a challenge to figure out what size to make them and to try to get their hands to look somewhat anatomically correct. And
Now you've referenced a couple of times R, and in our fellowship hall, where is the R?
Oh, okay. It's at Church of the Cross in Worcester, Ohio. And so they've been used several times, and other churches have borrowed them too.
Is this their first presence at a jurisdictional conference or yes. beyond a local church?
Yes, it is their first, so they're a little nervous. As well as the people that are inside them. Because if we have to go through an 8-foot door, it takes a little maneuvering. You just can't walk 12 feet through an 8-foot door, so they have to be laid down and pushed through kind of thing. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.